הקורא בתורה לא יפחות משלושה פסוקים, as we saw earlier, as a minimum of three פסוקים that a single kore can read, ולא יקרא למתורגמן יותר מפסוק אחד. If there's a מתורגמן, the מתורגמן generally is saying over the targum of the פסוק בעל פה, and this is still the minute in many kehilas, certainly in all the Taimani kehilas, it's a standard still, you can't read more than one פסוק at a time in order not to confuse the מתורגמן, so that בעל קורא reads a פסוק, stops, the מתורגמן is מתורגם, and then he reads another פסוק. Total of at least three psukim. Ubinavi. In a Navi, he can even read three psukim at a time, and the person is metargam. Again, because, same reason we said earlier, we don't care if there's shnayim that are metargaming, because generally the targum is not nogela halofa. So make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. So here too, if he becomes mibubal a little bit, he skips a piece, he gets confused, it's not a tragedy. Each one of them, ayushloshtam shalosh parshiyot, if each one of them was a separate, this is actually machlokes rishonim, what it means, shalosh parshiyot literally, or shalosh inyanim shonim. If each one of these psukim are three different issues, then...
What is not nogela halofa? The targum?
So therefore the Targum is not going to make such a difference. Somebody, generally speaking, what people hear in the Targum is not Allah, they're sorry. You're going to make an Achmina Allah in the Targum. The Torah, where every word is Nagel Allah, the way we very mock it over here. The Tos is not a Tos and Hira. The fact that the Gemara sometimes will make the Yukon and so on, that doesn't come out to the casual listener, so he's not going to make a mistake based on it. And the things that he will make a mistake on is a disaster anyway, but he's going to be reading, you know, stories in Yechassel or something like off the moon, which are which can negate the halacha. Anyway, people know not to read it kipshuta.
This Targum, is it a standard Targum? Is he really translating as it goes?
If you're talking about which one, the Targum on Torah is the official Targum, is Targum Ukla. Here the Targum is the Targum that Yonatan was the Targum. Even though we see Targumim Acher, obviously there were many, many Targumim. But yeah, it's very meduyak. I mean, you should watch them. They're more careful to correct the Targum who makes a mistake than they are the Valkyrie. I mean, that's good because in the Taman, nobody ever makes a mistake. In the Kriya, the Targum is generally done by little kids. So over there, once in a while, get a mistake. But I mean, you watch these little 8-year-olds, then they do the entire Targum by Balpeh in Aramaic, Kiloshan Targum, without mamish, without making them. It's unbelievable. You know the janitor in Punovich, famous. Before they had the computer programs, whenever anybody needed, they had a Taimani. I said, guys, it's really the Taimani. He knew the Rambam Balpeh. They both Pirush HaMishnayos and Mishnah Torah. Mamish Balpeh, word for word, anybody needed halacha would go to the janitor. Unbelievable. Those were the days. I don't know if you met them. You ever met any of them? Amazing people. Yes. Remember this. Some of them can only read upside down. They only had like one sefer, four or five people. So those who learned upside down, that's very hard for them to switch.
I'm switching an army class. When I was in the army years ago, my past turned it upside down to read it.
That's beautiful. So how about if these three psukim are three separate inyanim? So they're already, even in Navi, you want to be mocked. Again, as I was saying, this is a question whether that means three inyanim. So we'll get mixed up because it's confusing to switch gears into another sugya. It means literally parshiyos. They were, each one of them was written a separate psukha, a stuma, out there as the din of remembering the psukha stuma, you know, to read it, not because of the bilbo. And lamaisa, it's difficult to know because the briah that the Gemara brings apparently is different in various Navim. Our Navim standard do not have the three psukim that we bring Uriah to as separate parshiyos. But there were clearly Rishonim who did have three parshiyos because they bring this. They bring that Raya means three parshiyos where they graphically are separate parshiyos. Medalgin benavi, the in medalgin betorah. Furthermore, you can jump around. Let's say which happens very often in Haftarah. You say, hey, some of the Haftarah from one part of the Navi, then you jump ahead and read from, a couple pages later. Makes the people who read the Haftarah today a little bit crazy. You put it a little piece of paper, especially if you have a scroll. But you could do that. But you cannot do that when you're doing a laning in Kriyas HaTorah. How far ahead can you jump in the Navi? It has to be enough time to do it that the tzibur doesn't have to wait for you to turn the pages, because that's considered to be an insult to the tzibur, a tircha to the tzibur, when you expect the tzibur to sit around there while you're busy turning your pages. Ay, vavay. They think that nowadays the gaboyim, where they take out the sefer Torah, you have to sit there for 15 minutes. So that, yeah, why not? They were makbid. There shouldn't be one second in which you would have to wait, if you're a tzibur, for somebody to turn a page. Says about any shleisha psukim. He said a minimum of three psukim. Where do we get that from? Amar Baskin.
נגד תרן הביאים וכסבים. ולא יקרא למתורגמן יותר מפסוק אחד, ונביא שלושה פסוקים, ואם היו שלושתן שלוש פרשיות קורא אחד אחד, when we say if each one was a separate parasha, what do we mean? Oh, so here's the problem, because these again, in our Yeshayos, these are not separate parashas. But as I said, apparently some Rishonim had them as actual separate parashas, otherwise it means these are separate issues. Ki ko amar Hashem chinam nimkartem v'lo bekesef tigayim. And then you continue the next pasuk, which is something else. Ki ko amar Hashem lukim mitzrayim yarad amib rishon ala gur sham, and so on. And then you start a completely new issue. V'atam aliponu Hashem tilukach amichinam moshlav yechelim yelilu, and so on. All of this is three in yonim. Each one of them has to be handled separately. Midalgim b'Navid, ain't midalgim b'Torah, asks the Gemara, what about the Mishnah of the Kohen Gadol, Ramin, Korei Acharei Mot, V'Achrei Asor? Understand, how can you possibly read from Acharei Mot, the union of Yom HaKippur, and then you have to jump ahead all the way to Emor, so you have to skip the whole Parshas Kedoshim, and read now from Achba Asor B'Chodesh HaShvi? How does the Kohen Gadol do that without jumping ahead? By definition, how come it down? Omer Abaye, no, but I mean that's just a couple of pages basically. So Kasha, Khan Bechdesh Yivsoka Turgaman, Khan Bechdesh Lo Yivsoka Turgaman. I mean, you could jump ahead as long as it's not a tircha. What are you talking about? Allah Katani, we were comparing Navi to Torah, right? And we said Medalgim B'Navi Ve'Ein Medalgim B'Torah, and then we said, and where you're allowed to be Medalik B'Navi, how far ahead can you be Medalik? And we said At Kamu Medalik At Kadesh Lo Yivsoka, which means Bichlal de Bitorah, you can't be medaling at all. So how can you say an answer like that? It says Klaklalo. Hello, Rabbi. Hold on a second. You're missing the point here. The Iker difference, I see that you don't understand. The Iker difference is that kan binyan echad, kan mishtei inyanot. And indeed, Vatanya, look, it depends whether you're talking about the same sugya, but obviously, Agbe Asor is a continuation of the sugya of Yom Kippur. It's not a different sugya. So that is mutter to be medalik. And indeed, it says, Vatanya, medalgin b'tor binyan echad, you're allowed to be medalik binyan echad, but nothing, you can be medalik even shtei inyanim. When I mentioned to you the nafkamina now of Yivsoka Maturgaman or Lo Yivsoka Maturgaman, that's true, insofar as we're talking about a case where it's mutter to be medalik. In other words, if you're being medalik in the same Indian, now how far ahead can you be medalik? Kan v'kan b'chdesh lo yivsoka turgaman. Obviously, it can't be medalik in a way that causes tircha v'tzibur. That's what I was telling you. I mean, but of course, it's a given that we're only talking about dilug binyan echad. Before, when we were contrasting Teir with the Vrinavian, there we were contrasting not the amount of dilug, but the subject matter of the dilug. To be medalik to a different topic that you can't do in the Teir. But don't ask me a kasha from Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippur. Tanya Yidach ain medalgim Navi leNavi. Whatever it is, you can't go from one Navi and jump ahead and start another Navi. I mean, that's really confusing. Except the Navi Shal Shemasar. Navi Shrei Osar is considered to be one safer. It's counted as one safer than Tanakh. Over there, it's okay to jump from one Navi to another, but only in one direction. You don't jump going backwards. You only jump going forward. It doesn't confuse you. Like, what does that have to do with it? I mean, when somebody's reading Yachrei Mos, and then, you know, goes to he doesn't even realize he jumped if he's not he doesn't know the Torah. Sounds like the same thing. You're on again, dear President. Hamaftir b'navi, hu pores al shma, v'hu over lifnei ateva, v'hu nosei et kapar. Guy who is given maftir, he's the guy who's supposed to be also the chazan. Some bring a raya from here, it would appear that they used to do the laning before they did the Parisal Shema, because others were said Parisal Shema. But Rashi makes it clear that's not the case. He says, Amaftir Benavi means Misha Ragil Haftir Benavi. So Takanat HaChachamim was that if somebody is willing to take such an insult that he gets Maftir, what kind of person gets Maftir? I mean, only somebody who wasn't right to get an Aliyah, would they get a Maftir? This guy says, listen, I'm a big honor, give me Maftir. So because of that, to make it up to him, we'll see, that's one of the tremendous. So, or of course, it could be the person that you know is going to get maftir, or the way we do it is that the maftir does the next. If you don't know, he does musa. But we still have this in you. So he should be the one that's given the honor of being perzer shma. He's the one that's given the honor to be ever lifnei ateva, and he's the one that's given the honor to be nisus kapa, which makes absolutely no sense to be given the honor of nisus kapa. Every coin is nisus kapa. What's supposed to mean? A lot of different approaches in the acronym. What does it mean when you say he's given the right to be nice as Kappa? It's unbelievable. Some have a chap. Maybe it's talking about a city that's all Kayanim. In a city that's all Kayanim, you're supposed to split. So some of them go up to do that, and some of them, because you have to have a tzibur, you have the Kayanim. He has to be the Mavorach.
In Teman, there was
a
Shuvah Hamaisis. In Teman, there was a one
building. There you go. There's that current. And the other, the more reasonable Pshatimar, that it used to be the meaning that one was Mavorach Lekulam. That he should be the one that's nicest kappa means he's the one that should be mevorech. Others learn that it means nicest kappa is that he's the one who begins. He's a beginner. Okay, but it's indeed a strange kind of thing. Others say who nicest kappa. Aaron Gachavas. Others say who nicest kappa is the pshat that even though he's the shliach tzibur, and generally we say that the shliach tzibur, if there's other kayanim, let them do the Nisiyas Kapayim, and he doesn't because he has to keep his mind on the Tefillah. That Afal Pikar, he should be Nisiyas Kapayim. Obviously, if it's Muftach Lo, that he's Chayzer Legir Tosa, and he doesn't get confused, so he should always be Nisiyas Kapayim because we want to hear Dafka you. Okay, there's other Pshatim as well, but you see, the Mishnah is a very, very strange Mishnah of Nisiyas Kapayim. Vimaya Katan, if the Maftir was a Katan, so then Aviv or Rabo of Rimayado, so then his father or his Rebbe, we assume that his Kayach of reading the Maftir and so on is because of his father and his Rebbe taught him. So they're the ones who get that honor in his stead, because obviously he can't, we said, Katan can't be made Zecher Midech Avosa. So, Im Maya Katan Aviv Rabo of Rima Yado, Katan can be Kari B'Teira, Umetarge, Avalenu Peres HaShmav, Enu Aver Lifnei Ativa, Venu Noseet Kapav, when we say Enu Noseet Kapav, well, of course, we do allow him to be Eila with other Kayanim, or Nosim Kapehim, for purposes of Pino, to get used to doing the Nosias Kapayim. If you don't have Gedalim, then we don't have Itan. Actually, Tosis where Itzani has to really be have a full beard already in order to be the. So that Tosis is Mechalik, even the two sugis seem to be contradictory. Tosis says that means that he should be Bekvias, the one that always does Berakas Kayanim. There requires that he already be old enough to be divest as adolescent. Kotn is before Bar Mitzvah, then you have an adolescent, or Pirchei, and then you have the, then you have a mature person. Someone is a pocheach. What exactly is a pocheach? This big machlokes. And again, in the Rishonim, Rashi learns pocheach means somebody who is wearing shorts. Yeah, so his legs are exposed and his feet are exposed. Later on, we have a question about feet as opposed to legs. So it's good that Rashi is referring to legs because later on we'll see a stafka problem with the Sias Kapayim. And we talk about Yochef. Over here, Rashi is medayek that he means dafka kra'av. Others learn, the Rambam learns that it means that his chest is uncovered, or that his arms are uncovered. So he's wearing a tank top. He's wearing a tank top. He's called a bechayach. Others learn that it means that he's wearing a toga, as an uncovered shoulder. Others learn that it means bechayach, that his begadim are ripped, and therefore it's not covered for the tzibor, he's overexposed. These are nyonim of tznias, as we'll see. And on the base. So, it's not right that he should be the carpenter. Interestingly enough, even though he himself is blind, and he's going to be saying the bracha of Yotzer Ma'orot, I mean, he never saw the Ma'orot, he should make a bracha on the Ma'orot. He's Peresach Shema nonetheless, and he's Matarget. Rabbi Yehuda, it does make sense. Rabbi Yehuda, culturally, Ro Ma'orot's Miyama. If he's congenitally blind, so you know Peresach Shema, how can he say a bracha about something that he knows nothing about? Yeah, he can't really have a sense of what it means to be able to see.
She was like a little bit after. She says she's right.
She sees some light.
She sees, she has congenital.
My timer, Rav Papa Omar, Mishum Kavod.
Why is it that we do this? Because since this guy has been willing to take the rap over here from Avdia, so we have to do something for him. So we give him a little bit of covet also that he should be the chazan. Rabba Bashimi Amar, Mishum Dasi Linitsuya. We're afraid that basically they're going to get into a fight. He said, a chutzpah. I took the maftir and you go ahead over here with the covet. And not only that, but they also give you $50 for the davening this week. With your rotten voice? I mean, imagine what goes on in some of the shuls with this kind of stuff. No way. So we give it to him.
This is the opposite. I don't want it.
That's because they don't pay.
You make me do baftir, and you want me to do this as
That's because they don't pay anymore. That the Gemara is going to discuss. My benayo, what's not coming to house covered or in suyet? Ike benayo David b'chinam. If the guy who is the chazan doesn't get paid... So then, okay, who cares? Get paid, you do the work. What do I got to do the dirty work? But if it could be, you know, I'm the one that's supposed to be doing the work, you're going to get paid to be the chazan. And they put you up there in a chair and it says chazan on it. And who am I? So I'm a mela there with bacon after you know, if it's house covered, then we still have to give the guy pizza yim for after. But if it's only house pizza, it wasn't a need for pizza yim. Ask the Gemara, wait, so it's not. My cotton, ovivo rabo over my yard. I understand. If the issue of you is, you're going to get into a fight, where the cotton's going to get into a fight, where it's going to walk over to a big chazan over there, who's old enough to be his grandfather, and then he's going to pipe up and say, that's fair that you should be the one who's saying the what's it? That's a joke. What are we worried about? So I ask you, and if it's mission covered, that the cotton, we have to be mechatzef for the cotton. That's not a big enough cover for the chazan. For the cotton, you should get him after. It's a mission covered. Cotton bar covered. What's the problem? Hell, the point is, he can quote up, even quote Rabbo. No kid ever goes up there on his own. It's like these horrible concerts and things that they do in the schools. It's not the kids who are doing the concerts. It's the parents who are sitting in the background. We're going to make a fool of us. So the cotton that's out there. What do you think the cotton is doing on his mirrors? It's the father is doing on his mirrors. So, exactly. So therefore, this is a covet for Aviv. So Aviv and Rabbi will have the same problems if their protege is not given the correct treatment. The same thing is true for Nitzuyah. So Achanami, Nitzuyah, Rabbi. So that means that they're the ones that are the stand-ins for it. So they should be given now the right to do the davening too. Is this... Is this true even about a cotton? We said a cotton is karbater. Then we said that, but a pocheach not. So how about a cotton is pocheach? So over there, does it matter? I mean, he's a kid. I mean, basically, now, you know, kids anyway walk around in shorts. They walk around without normal clothing. I mean, nobody notices if a kid is dressed properly, not dressed properly. So maybe there's no din of pocheach. Once a kid is doing it, or marlei, so why not have a naked kid? And you understand that our own low time alone, from Kovetzi, but it's, what are you saying? You're saying, cotton anyway isn't Bechuyev. This is how Rashi understands. Cotton isn't Bechuyev in Velo Yerael, Bechayer Vadavar. So he himself doesn't have, despite the fact that the Tzibor obviously cannot be in the presence of nakedness, even of a cotton, but over here, assuming that it's not Mamish exposed, you're talking about a Pocheya. So you're extending that concept that so the clothing has to be proper already. That means that the Torah is marked on exposure. A cotton for himself personally doesn't have a din of being makpid on exposure. Should we be makpid for ourselves? So Abai is just pointing out, look, and I suppose he's in a place where the tzibur doesn't see that he's arm, not in front of an iser erev. The child himself doesn't have a din of lo yerav acherav adavar. So you're going to tell me that that's okay, that we should have a naked cotton sitting up there reading for the tzibur, but that we put up a little curtain around. I mean, come off it. You understand that that's not a covet. The din of pocheach is a din in covet. It's not really a direct halach of the fear of lo yerav acherav adavar. So you understand that there's such a thing as etiquette and decency. What's nafkamina then? If he's a cotton or if he's a god, we're not talking about the technicalities of the field of their vadavar. So the same way, tiboylach arom, so why would you think it's stupid to ask arom? Arom my time, alom, mishum kovet tzibur. You understand yourself that it's inappropriate. So akinami mishum kovet tzibur, many of these dinim are not based on mamisha pagam in the halacha, they're based on the din of kovet for a tzibur. Summa poris... Enochinami, this is a very big issue.
No, it was a big, big problem. Originally, they had to deal with this thing. What if Tulsi were dressed this way? Is it inappropriate and so on? It was a big tumult in the early years of the Medina. The pre-Medina, even when it became one of the Mina, given it from places and to walk around in the heat and so on, basically just with a pair of shorts and no shirt and no covering of the feet and so on. So, can you daven? Come from Europe? It's unbelievable.
Except see people in suits and ties.
That's even more shocking. Summa pares hashma. Tanya, Omer lo the Rebbe Yehuda. So to understand, what exactly is your problem? That the guy himself cannot see the sun. How does he make a brach on the Ma'ariv? So, somebody ask you something. There's a lot of people who never saw the Merkava, right? And most people I know never saw the Merkava. So even if they're teaching Maisa Merkava, so you should say to them, listen, you never saw the Merkava, so what are you going around teaching the Maisa Merkava for? You say the same thing. Our great suffer, we draw by Merkava. Valora, who told me your name? They never saw the Merkava. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, it's two completely different halachas. The Merkava is meant to be, in essence, avanta deliba. It's something that has to do with awareness. It doesn't have something to do with sensuality. So over there, avanta deliba, talia milta, the entire thing is dependent on a level of awareness. Either he is aware or he's not. If he understands, he understands. But the din, you're wrong to think that that's the inyan of the Ma'ariv. The Ma'ariv is a bracha of sensuality, not a bracha of understanding that there exists a concept of or. The Taina against Rabbi Yehuda was brilliant, no? Because it strikes as being completely off the wall. But that's the point. Light. We don't have a concept, really, what light is. So, you experience the light. That's the inyan of Yotzer Ma'ariv. We are talking about the nature of light. There's so much that needs to be understood. And otherwise, anyways, he's taken for granted. He has no idea what you're talking about. So if this guy may understand the concept of what it means to have a medium like that a lot better than you, he goes, yeah, but he didn't see it. No, you have to bedavka see it. So it comes out as a machlokas over here in the nature of the birchas hamoiris. Is it a central bracha on hano, or is it a bracha on an idea? If it's a bracha on an idea, it's no different than reading Yecheska.
The deal from the Mishnah is
Miyama,
right?
Miyama.
It could be blind now.
Right, I know. I hear the Taina. I mean, it isn't so partial that he's really medayik that it means only that. Nor is it so partial that the Hano has to be a present and ongoing Hano.
So
I can make a broch on a Hano even if right now I'm not having that Hano. Let's say right now I'm inside. It's pitch black. I certainly still say it's in my ears. Why? Because I'm shy to that Hano. I know what that is. So make a broch on its bread. Some like personal. It's not mamish birkas hameni. It's the pshat that I have had that sensation, and I could be mevorach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that sensation. So that's what I say. Well, let's play Hana'ah. This person never experienced that sense of what light is. Well, the mice in the Yerushalmi, the question of Loira Oma Eres clearly is not taken to mean Miyomav, literally, because there it discusses the halacha even in terms of somebody who is in a Bayit Afel. He's currently in a dark house, and he's considered also to be the equivalent of someone who was Loira Oma Eres. It's not clear whether there is a machlokes shasim in this issue.
Rabbanan say hana'a doesn't necessarily mean sense. Hana'a means benefit. And everybody has benefit from the light, even if you're completely blind. Rabbi Yossi, the Tanya Amar Rabbi Yossi, fantastic story. Ko yamaya yiti mitzvera mikraz. I never understood the meaning of the pasuk in the Teichacha. It says vayita mimashesh patzoraim kasher yimashesh ayver ba'afela. You will go walk around in the middle of the afternoon, feeling your way in total confusion, the way a blind man walks in the dark. What do you mean a blind man walks in the dark? A blind man always walks in the dark. So I never understood what that possibly means. It comes out as such a maudlin statement. The blind man and the dark man. Who the heck cares where he is? And it would make me crazy. Ooh, this time I caught you. Okay, so I never understood what this meant, said Rabbi Yossi. Until one day, I was walking in the middle of the night. It was pitch black. I saw the most incredible sight. A guy that I knew to be completely blind. He's walking in the middle of the night, and he's holding a torch. Ravuka b'yado. I had to ask him. I was a little embarrassed. I had to ask. I might have been, can you please tell me, why are you carrying a torch? Avuka zu lamelech. Marlene, he told me. Because manch avuka b'yadi, as long as I walk around with the torch, ne adam ro imoti, people see me. Umatzilimoti, if I'm about to fall off a cliff, they say, hey boy, you're about to fall off a cliff. So matzilimoti, min apechatin, or min akotzin, if I'm about to walk into that old briar patch, they make sure that I avoid the briar patch, anything but the briar patch. So min akotzin, min abarkanin. And this way, so now I understand that even Asuma, that was the answer to my question. Even Asuma has a different experience where it's life. So that's the event. If that's the case, this is considered to be hana'as. It comes out that there's three dargas. One is the darga of hana'ah in terms of benefit. One is the darga of hana'ah in terms of the actual sensuality, and which is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And one is the darga of hana'ah, which they were telling to Rabbi Yehuda, where the awareness, not hana'ah at all, I mean, but where the awareness, avunta, would be sufficient. All right. So if a Kohen has, we've been talking about who is roy to be over Lifnei HaTeva and who is roy to be Baris El Shema, and we talked about Katan and Suma, and talked about somebody who doesn't have proper clothing or is uncovered and needs to be mate for that small. We're continuing on now with the Birkat Kohanim. We mentioned earlier that the guy who gets mafti is also the one who's Nosi Eskapov, whatever that means, but particular rights that he had. In discussing Nosi Et Kapav, we're now going to talk about which Kohanim should not be Nosi Et Kapayim. So if there's something on their hands that would attract people looking at them, the Tanna Kamma says mumim, where they have defect in the hand. Rabbi Yehuda includes even somebody who has weird colorations on his hands, because he's been working with paint or with color, anything that would attract the people to look at the hands, he should not be Nosi Et Kapav, because people will be looking at him. And Rashi says that, well, you know, somebody looks at the Kohanim at the time that they're Nosi Et Kapav, so since the Shechina Shara Yodayim, it causes blindness. Shtosis points out that, I mean, that was only really true in the times when they were Nosi Et Kapayim b'Beit HaMikdash, with the shame and so on. This doesn't mean every Kohen in every Beit HaKnesset. And so he and many of the other Rishonim learn, or wherever this is brought up, that it's a din in losing concentration in the Birkat Kohanim, and instead you'll be looking at their dirty toes or their dirty hands, whatever the case may be. And because of that, we don't want you to lose concentration.
They didn't cover their hands.
So it's clear from here that they did not cover their hands at the time. As a matter of fact, first time that there's even a mention of covering hands is in the Ramah. The Ramah talks about, he says, there's some places where the Kohanim cover their own face, not their hands, so as not to be mistakil on their own hands. And he says, there even are places where the Kohen covers their hands. That's in that there, and the Beit Yosef also. It's around that period, seems to be the time that it started, this minute. And there's a lot of hitnagdut to the minute, because the hands are supposed to, in fact, be exposed. There shouldn't be something that's chotzit between their hands and the yam. But in any event, this became, at least among the Ashkenazim and the Sfaradim, not among the Teimanim. The Teimanim did not call him, did not cover them, though, at all. Which was the original minhag, and they're always true to the original minhag. The Teimanim can be relied upon, you know, and everything from their Hebrew to their last detail of their minhag. And they would always tell me we're the real Jews, and there's definitely something to say for that. These Christians and Muslims that walk around with some Jewish minhagim all over the place.
Weren't you supposed to not look anywhere
at Kohen's hands? No, only because you're going to lose concentration if there's something interesting about their hands, you know. But otherwise, well, Rashi obviously learns that Bechlal was an Indian not to be mistaka. That was why they started covering. So it's with that sheet that they don't. But certainly, people like to believe that certainly adds an aura of mystery. So it's nice, you know. They cover the kids, they get a double cover. Going in to cover the kids are covered. It's exciting.
memory. Snuggle up to daddy in the Beit HaKnesset. It's a memory. It's very good.
It's also a Minhag recently, too, right?
Sorry?
With the kids, is that a recent
Minhag
as well?
I don't know. I haven't seen any traces of it.
Is that part of the hands of visible we're talking about?
The
other, right?
Yeah.
That's what we're concerned
about. Yeah, Lemaisa nowadays, none of this is Nogia. It's brought to Fair Shlaloka that even if somebody's a Baal Mum or since the hands are covered, who's going to know the difference? It's not a din in being Roy. Tana, Mumim Shamru. We're talking about Mumim. These aren't Pegamim in the din of a Kohen. You know, we used to think about a Kohen as a Mum. He's not allowed to bring a carpet. So we think about Mum, he's not allowed to give a bracha. Now, that's not the point. The point of a year is that we'll be in a place where people will notice, we'll cause them to look. That's what it's talking about. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Yadav Bohakiniot, Lo Yisat Kapa. A person has a lot of freckles, even on his hands, or psoriasis. So he shouldn't be does his kapa. Tana Yalam Yochi. Yadav Bohakiniot, Lo Yisat Kapa. Akumot, Akushot. He has his hands that they bend towards each other or opposite each other, so that he can't really straighten his arms. Lo Yisat Kapa. Rabbi Chefani, Ubeishani, Lo Yisat Kapa. Somebody from Haifa, somebody from Beit Shan, is not allowed to be a Kohen for Birkat Kohanim, because in Haifa and Beit Shan in those days they didn't know how to pronounce the difference between an olive and an ayin, and they basically didn't speak very clearly, and you're not allowed to have somebody who doesn't know how to talk properly. People live in Beit Shan, people live in Haifa, people live in Tivon, none of these guys know how to talk. Actually, we paskin that if the entire city talks that way, and anyway, people think that's the way that you're supposed to talk, so then it's kosher to have a Kohen who doesn't know how to talk. And unfortunately, it's probably Bizman Azeh. I don't think that's true, Baruch Hashem, any longer, but certainly the time that the Mishnah Berurah was written, and Bizman Azeh, that people bechlal on Makbin, how they pronounce them, God help us, some of the European pronunciations, I mean, Achmono, it's not. And it's even brought Lalocha, our Litvish Yidden allowed to daven for the Omer, because they always say a sin, a shashin, and a shin, and a sin, and a. It's mamish brought halacha. That's in places where people aren't marked, but they've chal don't know how to talk. Borch is a shame of uirach. It says the chal has no connection to lashon hakodesh anyway. So you may, you might as well let anybody talk however they want. But in that mokum, it's okay. Omar le Reb Chiya le Reb Shimon bar Rebbe. Anyway, Reb Chiya and Reb Shimon bar Rebbe, when they were young, used to fight a little bit. So he would tell Reb Shimon bar Levi, if you were a Levi, you wouldn't be allowed to sing up there because you got such a lousy voice. Of course, Reb Shimon bar Rebbe went and told Rebbe the insult that his friend told him. So he says, Gomer le Lavua, look at what they told me, a hater. Omar le Zilema. Why don't you go tell him back? So when you get to the pasuk of Vichitila Hashem, I'm waiting for the Lord, and you say, of course, you don't know how to pronounce a het, so you say Vichitila Hashem. So a guy like you, Bechal, shouldn't be allowed to be loose in the streets. Omer Ravuna. Actually, it's interesting because how did Rebbe later on? He had Rebbe Chia. We had the Maisa that he sent him down to the Amud to be misfollowed because he was the great Schusim and so on. And this was the Tainis. And if he held him that he wasn't allowed to, according to this, he shouldn't have been allowed to be a Chazan because he didn't know how to pronounce the difference between a Chet and a Hey. So the Torah says something. He didn't know the difference. Obviously, he knew the difference when he worked at it. He would pronounce it properly, but it didn't come naturally to him. So therefore, he was just reading a puzzle without concentration. Wouldn't him hire from a guy? Somebody who's a Zavalgan, who has a constant, his problems with his eyes are always watering. So also it attracts people to look at him, again, where the coin didn't cover their faces. So he shouldn't be known as his kapav. How about the Zavalgan that was in Ravuna's neighborhood? He used to be known as his kapav in shul. Nobody ever said anything. No, Ahudash Be'irohavi. That person was well known. Nobody's in, people
news to him. They don't pay any attention to him. Tanya Nami Hachi, indeed the Brisa says this befares. Vagano Isat Kapava, but Ima Yadash Biro, people already used to him. It's mutter, and the Tosis points out that this is true on all of the other Mumin as well. It brings a riot from the Yerushalmi. It's not only the Zivalgam. Something, I mean, people get used to a person's deformities and so on. It doesn't cause any interest. Nobody looks at it. And because of that, it's not even also for him to go into Benoist's God. Omer of Yochanan Suma, Be'achat Me'inav Lo Yisab Et Kapav. If he was blind, he shouldn't be Benoist's Kapav, even in one eye. Avol Hu Davish Vusid of Yochanan Davi Porzer, Hu Dash Biro Avi, same thing over there. But it didn't attract any interest because people knew him. Tandinam Yochi, Suma, and indeed the Brita says Beferish about that as well. Suma, Be'achat Me'inav Lo Yisab Kapav, Ima Yad Dash Biro Mutar. And then we had Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Mishaya Yadav Tzvuot, so he was a dyer or something, his hands look funny because they have dye stuff on them. So again, the Brita points out the same thing. Im Rovan Shea Yir Malaktan Bekach Mutar, if this is something that in that city a lot of people make their living off of, then it's completely boring. People are only interested in things that are unusual. And that the whole issue over here is not to attract attention. Zokar Eilek HaMishnah Omer Eini Over Lifnei HaTeva B'Tzvuin. A guy who says, listen, you can't go beyond Lifnei HaTeva unless you're wearing a black suit and a white shirt. I mean, I'm wearing a colored shirt. I can't go down. Such a person already is considered to, he's probably screwed, and he's got some kind of weird cheetah about religion or something, and therefore he's not allowed to be a chazan b'chlal. And even if he changes his clothes and puts on his black coat, he's not allowed to.
You
made
a letter or something?
No. You ask him to daven. You ask the guy to daven. So please go daven. He says, I can't daven, I'm wearing a colored shirt. So then he changes his shirt and says, sorry, you can't daven. We don't let him daven anymore. Somebody doesn't want to daven in a colored shirt. It's not ready for davening. If this was the shita of all kinds of weird religious cults and so on, you can't daven in colored clothing. Seriously, that interesting. So the male of Rechayesh, that he's some kind of min or something, you know. So therefore, even if he changes, he's not allowed to. Or he tells, I'm wearing sandals. I can't daven. I mean, you can't daven in sandals. The sandal ain't over. So then he's not even allowed to daven barefoot. Af yachevlo yavo, which of course is the standard for davening, right? Haoset tfilato agula. Somebody who makes his tefillin round. Sakana. So first of all, next time you bang your head when you're walking through a door with your little round tefillin, they end up in the middle of your brain. You'll find out it wasn't a good idea. Tosfos learned sakana means don't expect them to do any miracles for you like they did for Elisha Balak and Nafayim when he was wearing his tefillin. You're going to get in trouble with the cops of tefillin rots because these things aren't tefillin. Anyway, mitzvah, not now mitzcho. You put your tefillin in the middle of your forehead, like unfortunately you see so very often. So many shuls nevachas.
You mean lower?
Oh yeah. Oh, apas yado. You put your tefillin on your palm. Harizu derech haminus. The meaning that used to darshan used to darshan the pasuk kipshuto beinei necha between your eyes al yadecha. You put it right there in your palm. So that's derech minus. All of these weird beliefs. The derech minus. Tzipan zahav. Cover up your tefillin with gold. Or natanah betun kalishalo. You put it on your sleeve. You wrap your tefillin around the sleeve, not around your arm. That's supposed to be lechalaot v'lo lachayrim laot. Areza derech achitzanim. That's the way. Chitzanim. Rambam learns that chitzanim is the pshat. Somebody who's completely removed himself both from Torah Shabbat and from Torah Shabbat. He's a complete kofer. What he's doing wearing tefillin, I don't know. Okay, others learn chitzanim as okay. Chitzanim means people who think that they can, you know, give their own pshatim and things. They don't take seriously the dinim that are given over to them by the chachamim and so on. They don't necessarily mean it, but you know, it's nice, it's pretty. I mean, what's the big deal about putting a little gold on the tefillin and so on? So I want to show off my beautiful tefillin. Can't put it on my sleeve. My, I mean, of course, the chachamim could mean, you know, like the big chitzanim. Show off. People should see it. People should know it. Gold, beautiful. My taima, why is it that we won't allow this guy, I mean,
What's the big deal? Just because he says, I'm not going to daven in a colored shirt, it becomes also for the tefillah. Chaychin and Shema Minus Nizr Kabo. We're worried that because it's only Ovde Kochavim who are makbid on wearing davening. Ovde Kochavim are makbid on wearing black clothing, you'll notice. All the priests over here, they always go on in black clothing. So we're afraid that the guy maybe was thinking of converting, you know. I mean, why does he want to wear a black suit for when he's davening in a Beit HaKnesset? Must be that he essentially is a Christian.
Only going dressed up in black and white.
Yeah, that's what he says. So if he wants to, if he refuses to wear colored clothes, so then it's a riot that something's wrong with
him. Well, the Mishnah Berurah, when they talk about clothes for Shabbat, it says that nowadays it could be anything that you're makbid on. But he says specifically black or white. Where would
that be? Available in any color?
In the yeshiva, everybody wearing black and white. The rabbi sees a guy walking with a colored shirt in his daven. If he refuses daven, he'll be a min.
It's interesting. It actually raises that question. La'alocha. So it says the question is if he's noten amatla ledvara. What if he says everybody here is dressed in black? I don't feel right in going down in my colored robes. So in Achinami it says if he explains this ex post facto, then it's not good enough. We don't allow him to go down. But if at the time that he refuses to go daven and he says, look, I'd be happy to daven, but I don't think it would be mekubal. Or whatever. So then, if he's notain at the time, I'm not part of the varav. It's not. There's no chashash meaning. Lema. Now it says over here, "Ozit filato agula sakana ve'in ba mitzvah." Now we know that we have a braita that explains the din of tefillin, but it never in the Mishnah anywhere that tefillin have to be square. Can we say that indeed this Mishnah incorporates that halacha? Lema tanina la the tana rabbana. Shall we say that this is now the makor of the Mishnah for the braita that says that Tefillin merubaot. Tefillin must be merubaot, and otherwise they're pasul. Halacha l'Moshe b'Sinai, but it says over here, ain't bo mitzvah. If it's, forget about it, it's a crime, it's not tefillin. V'yomar Rava, and Rava explains that when we say that it has to be merubaot, we're talking about when he's now b'tofron, he's doing the tvira of the under part of the tikura of the tefillin. So you have to be, there's two ways of learning. Some learn b'tofron means the tvira itself has to be merubah. Of course, we're knowing that way, that the stitches have to be in a perfect square. The other part is the actual hakvada, the merubah, is the bayit itself. By the way, does not include the height. It includes only the width and length. But the way that we understand the tefaron is that when you're being tofer, be careful not to pull too much, because then that could take the tefillin out of perfect square. And you have to be careful when you do that. Ba'alaksonan means that you also have to be careful that the diagonals are equal. In other words, that when you're taking the diagonal of that square, that they're even and that they equal the halakhic requirement for a diagonal, which is, an approximation of square root of 2, is 1.4. Omer of Papa, not necessarily. How do you see? The Mishnah is not saying it has to be perfectly square. The Mishnah is talking about a case where it's mamish, like a round thing. Is it Davida Be'am Gud? It's talking about the shape of an ego, a nut. Because obviously, if it's talking about a sakana, when you pass under a door, or others learn if you put your head down to say tachnun, and if, boy, that'll be your last tachnun. So it'll go right into your brain. So especially where you're supposed to put it, it's like soft spot, on your skull, boom. So there goes your skull. So let's talk about amguza. But in Okinami, maybe if it was flattened out and it was in the shape of an adasha or something, it would be okay. It doesn't say necessarily it has to be square. It says it has to be flat. Is Havadash going to come? What do you think?
He came to the
shortly after Chodesh. Well, you'll have to take over his job.
Doctor, the commissioner.
You know what? No, man. Hakori, but there are loy chod mishlosh psukim, loy kolam tur man yotem pasuk echad min avi shlosha. Hayu shlosh tam shlosh parshiot korim echad echad. Medalgim ben avi vein medalgim betorah. Vat kamu medaleg ad kedei shlo yifsuk meturgeman. Hal shlosh psukim kineged mi amar vatsi kineged torah neviim chtuvim. Loy kolam meturgeman yotem pasuk echad min avi shlosha psukim min hayu shlosh tam shlosh parshiot. Korim echad echad kigon kiko amar shem chinam nimkarta. Kiko amar shem loki mitzrayim yaradam ibrishona. And v'atamali ponu Hashem. Medalgi menaviv and medalgi meteira v'raminu koreach remot v'yach v'asor. Okay, medalgi. Om Rav Elokashi kam betashiv, so kam beturgeman, kam betashalo, so kam turgeman.
And then even in the Navi, where you're medalagai, kai medalagai, kai deshoi, you have sakab turdubat. Nechal de betera, klal, klal, lo. Lam rabbi, lo kashi, kai binyan echad, kai mishin yanot. And indeed, vatanya, medalagai, betera, binyan echad, u binavi, even bishin yanim, kai vikan, vichtei, shalo, you have sakab turdubat. Tani, ira, kai medalagai, minavi, lenavi, binavi, shashem, so medalagai, bevat, shalo, yedalagai, misof, a sefer, lethilatom. המפטיר בנביא הוא פורס השמה והוא עובר לפני התיבה והוא נושא את כפיו ואם היה קטן אביו או רבו עוברים על ידו קטן קורא בתורה ומתרגם אבל אינו פורס השמה ואינו עובר לפני התיבה ואינו נושא את כפיו פוחייך פורס השמה ומתרגם אבל אינו קורא בתורה ואינו עובר לפני התיבה ואינו נושא את כפיו סומה פורס השמה ומתרגם רבי יהודה מקור שלא ראה מורות מימיו אינו פורס השמה My time of Papa Mishum Kov, the Rabba Bashima Mishum Dati Lin Tsui, my Binayim Kibinay David Bechina. Tzlan, Ima Yakatan Avivo Rabba Ovrim Ayyad Yemad Bishum Nitsuye, Kotten Bar Nitsuye, Nu Elamai Mishum Kovin, Kotten Bar Kavodu, Ela Ika Kvod Avivo Kod Rabba, Avram Ika Nitsuye, Avivo Nitsuye Rabba. Pocheach Boris Hashma Bonye Ulo Barav Miabai, Katan Pocheach Mal Shikra Bator. Oma leiti boi lach aram. Aram hai taim alo mishum kvot zibur as chanami mishum kvot zibur. Suma boreis al shema tanya omro le Rabbi Yehuda harbei tzafuli drosh b'merkava v'lo raut am yamein. So what's wrong? Rabbi Yehuda says, hasem adhan to the libeta yamilta over years b'chavi v'yada but over years b'shem ana'a let le'ana'a rabban in'it le'ana'a Reb Yossi, tanya Reb Yossi. כל ימי הייתי מצטער על מקרא זה והיית ממשש בצהריים כאשר ימשש העיוור באפלה ומה אכפת לי לעיוור בנפלה לא רע עד שבמעשה לידי פעם אחת הייתי מהלך בישון לילה באפלה וראיתי סומה שהמלך בדרך אבוקה בידו אמרתי לו בני אבוקה זה לא מלכה אמר לי כל זמן שאבוקה בידי בני אדם רואים אותי מציעים אותי מן הפחתים ומן הקוצים ומן הברכתים